is that man shouldn't try.
On Planet FM, the Be About It show for 2026. And yes, what a year. We are starting the year off with a bang. We're still in January. It's the 28th today. Make the most of your January. We are super blessed and lucky to have our very own Janet Kamal back on the show to speak more about, yes, 2026, but also the updates for the Afropreneurs Summit that will be happening, but also an event that will be popping off real soon. But before we get into it, I'll just like to say Happy New Year, Janet, and welcome back to 2026. How are we feeling?
Hello, hello. It's so good to be back, and thank you for thinking about inviting us to come and tell you about the stuff that we've been doing. This summer has been a bit of a mixed bag for almost all of us in Aotearoa. So we're glad to see the sun out, and I'm sure people who are having some challenging times with the flooding are grateful for a little bit of respite.
Yes. First of all, sis, how was your break? You know, I know you've been working extremely hard in 2025, but how was your summer break?
I'm still on break. I'm on break, but it means that I'm able to actually connect with people more. So I took a little bit of time off, went camping, and then came back, and I've been meeting with all sorts of different kinds of people in the community to make 2026 more about community. So had a break, but also starting to connect.
I love that. I love that. So we got here the Afropreneurs New Zealand 2026 launch meeting agenda that's been posted on the Afropreneurs Summit. And my sister, please explain more about this event that, you know, that did happen on the 17th of January, and it's leading towards what's happening throughout the year for 2026, because just reading and seeing this agenda, it's super powerful, and you know, it's literally like a awakening for 2026, reaching and launching back into the Afropreneur Summit.
So as a team, I speak on behalf of the whole team. I speak on behalf of quite a few of us, and we're doers. We're the doer group. We're the ones who want to constantly be connecting with people. And what we all agree is that part of our culture is about enterprise being a collective experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many, many African communities, business is not about a person. It's about the family, and it's about future generations. And one of the things that we're deeply aware of, is some of the values that we bring into the business are part and parcel of the nature of the people we are. So we're just extending. We're literally just extending ourselves to that. And so coming together, bringing everyone back after the summit in November, and starting fresh in the new year to try and actually, it's literally a blueprint for what we want for 2026. It was an amazing 2 hours. Lots of people are very engaged. We've put out a survey out there. We're still waiting. Friday is the cutoff date for anyone who hasn't done it. It's also trying to think, how do we expand to people in the region so that it's not just Auckland? Because there are Africans all over Aotearoa, and there are lots of entrepreneurs, Afropreneurs all over Aotearoa. So we want to hear from them. We want to be able to say, we're setting the pace for 2026. What do we want 2026 to be about? And we're going from being inspired to actually going into action.
Wow, that's super amazing, Janet. And I just love that, you know, the team has started off with a bang. Like, looking at the agenda, you know, this is like the titles, you know, reflection and purpose, vision, mindset shift, building capacity, events and activities, opening the, you know, it's starting the year off as to, you know, what we're committing to do out in the community. And one of my questions, Janet, was, is that, you know, part of the goals for 2026, you know, bringing more togetherness with African businesses here in New Zealand and connecting that with the wider community?
Yeah, so I'm going to even step back and say, at a national level, like Aotearoa, New Zealand, at a national level, it's become evident that ethnic communities are already a significant economic force. In 2023, ethnic communities contributed about $87 billion. That's about 20% of the GDP. So that, you know, it's contributing to a significant amount. So we're not just people who are taking, we're contributing by ensuring that, you know, we're paying our taxes, we're actually giving people jobs, we're creating jobs. So we're not just in isolation. No, we're part of a much wider ecosystem. Yes, we're focusing on our brothers and sisters from the diaspora, from the African diaspora, but actually on a bigger plan, we're plugging into something even bigger than ourselves, right? And this is the time the government is actively trying to get economic engagement from ethnic communities. We're not just talking about Aotearoa. I am a Kenyan who lives in New Zealand. I have Kenyan roots. I have Kenyan friends. So it's a lot easier as a bridge for me to build from here to Kenya, or from here to Zimbabwe, or from here to Mali, or wherever it is. And we're the ambassadors of those countries into this country. So we're not just looking at it as 2026. We're saying 2026 is where we actually put the foundational stones in so that we can build bigger and better.
Wow. You know, I think it's just super inspiring, Janet, that it's refreshing just to see that this is actually happening within our community. And one highlight from many highlights that from the Afropreneur Summit was African community, our African community, we're already business minded people, but it's just bringing us together in kind of one collaboration in one room to kind of explore the innovation within us. And what's your take on that, Janet?
I think I've been here for a long time, and you're right, it's really refreshing, because when we first came, a lot of us came to do work, just to do work or to be students. And honestly, we stand on the shoulders of giants, people who started business a long time ago. So we're not starting from scratch. We're starting because there's been many people who've actually done fantastic work for us. Yeah. So it's quite inspiring to actually see what has been done. And those people are still willing to walk alongside those of us who are only starting on this journey, partly because of the fact that when you go to a new country, security, financial security is a big deal. And entrepreneurship means that you have to risk a lot of the stability that you've got to actually venture into being an entrepreneur. And there's also a lot being dependent on you, not just in New Zealand, but quite often overseas. So I just applaud anyone and everyone who's actually stepping out, because it is actually stepping out in faith. It's being brave to actually be able to do that. So again, we're just letting people know that we can come together, because we're doing it individually. And we know that when you do it collectively, you go a lot further. You're able to actually have a bigger voice. You're able to actually be able to demand more influence and more capability to actually grow as an ecosystem, an African ecosystem. And we all bring so many different things to the table. All of us come from different cultures. We are all African, but we're all very different. And so bringing that, we know that bringing that together is the strength in which we actually exceed expectations.
Wow, Janet, so much wisdom, but also so much prep. Like, I feel like this is super exciting, especially starting the year off with a bang, and also starting the year off from an excellent event that happened last year. And so much love going out to Clyde and the wider team as well that's part of the network, bringing this to light. I wanted to ask Janet, on that note, what is coming up for 2026? Like you've mentioned, it was a really successful event, and so many people were, I would say, passionate, inspired, and but also just to, you know, what's coming, what's next, how can we make things happen, and what is coming up for 2026, Janet?
Wow. So we are wanting to, we've gone out there and we've asked people how much would they like to connect. And I believe it or not, people want to meet every 2 months, which is fantastic. Yeah. So going from one event to we want to meet every 2 months, and we want to have concrete work that we're doing towards the end of the year, where we have our big summit again. Everybody wants the summit back. Every single person who's responded has said they really, really want to be able to do that. So, but in the meantime, We're going to be having, we've got a save a date for end of the financial year where we're going to meet and we're going to talk about what is required. One of the things that came back as feedback strongly is that how do business prioritize capacity and scale in New Zealand? Because what happens is we have small businesses, but we don't know how to tap into ways to actually grow capacity at scale and also understand the complexities that come with business.
Right.
And if we come together as a collaboration, we can be able to do that. So this platform, between now and November, we've kind of set targets, and we don't necessarily want to be to say this is what we're intending to do. We want to do it. And then when we get to the end, we can actually say, look what we've done. So expect us to actually be getting in touch with our business owners, our members, to come to events, to come and tell us, you know, come and also not just take. Our biggest strength is also in contributing. For every business person who's actually doing business in New Zealand, they know what it's like to be resilient. They know what it's like to be under-resourced. They know what it's like to actually not be recognized for the stuff that they're putting on the table. So our lived experience is sufficient for us to actually share with each other and grow each other.
Incredible. And, you know, for those that are coming in from, I would say, the stages of age, you know, when we say mature community and also our younger generation, what's your intake on that? Because I love to merge the two together when it comes to our African community, because we are super talented. I sometimes see, you know, Afropreneurs out there in the community, yeah. But they've sometimes got a mindset of, I'll just wait till it's my time to shine, yeah. Or I'll just wait till I'm a little older. And I feel like, Janet, you have such an explosive way of, you can start now, you know. And what's your intake on that side of things, Janet, when we're trying to connect with our younger generation that's coming into the scene?
Okay, so first things first, I think you guys are probably the most intelligent, the most brave cohort that I have seen. I am in awe, you know that I am, in how intelligent and how your intelligence is actually expressed. We're some of us, I'll speak for myself, we're bound in the old system of you go and get a university degree and then you get work experience and then maybe you have to, you've done this, and when you turn 50, maybe you can start a business. Yeah. You guys don't think like that. You're not linear like that. You're like, I can do five different things and I can be five different things at the same time. Right. So instead of being, you know, you become a jack of all trades, which is, you become a generalist and you can put your hand at pretty much anything. Don't shy away from Afropreneurs. We want you, because by the way, as one of our really good elders, Evelyn, said, our strength in is being able to dance and sell at the same time, right? We can be
I
able
love
to do that, right? You can have a fashion show and sell something at the same time. You can be broadcasting and you're actually selling something at the same time. The idea that I can only be one thing at a given time is a fallacy, actually. It's this idea that it's this or. No. It's and. There is no reason for you to not be ending. Just add it on. Come from where you are, right? Come and meet us and say, I am wanting to start a business and I wonder how I can be able to start. And you say, you can start in your garage. You can start in your bedroom, right? You can start with a phone, as I've discovered. So I actually think you guys have got more to teach us about bravery than we have to teach you. We just have to show you what long-term, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Right.
Come along the journey with us. So if you can think the mindset shift is, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you take steps. Sometimes you're jogging, sometimes you're sprinting, but it's a long-term thing.
I just love that. And it's super inspiring to hear it coming from a leader like yourself, Janet, because you play such a fundamental role in connecting the youth with, you know, the legacy that the Afropreneurs have created. And, you know, on that note, you do work with youth as well. Like, this is not a, like something that's new to you. Like, I love that. You work in this sector, it's not a just coming to Afropreneurs and that's it. Like, yeah. You actually do this for a living. and, you know, you connect with our young people as well. And I wanted to know, Janet, like, with the mahi that you do with this generation of today, sometimes the overthinking, but also, like, the decision-making as well when it comes to being a entrepreneur, in the words that we like to say, afrepreneur.
Yeah.
What's this, you know, the creating space? Because the economic development that you're speaking about, I hands-on agree with that. But, you know, this aura, this energy, this vibe that you have, Janet, is like, you got to create that space and own it. Like, what's your intake on that?
Oh, wow. It's taken me a long time to get it. It's owning who I am, not being afraid. And telling people to not be afraid is a silly thing to say, because I think I said that I'm very intimate with fear. It's something that we have a tug of war very often. And so you can never not be afraid. You can be afraid and do it anyway. I think that's the thing. And when young people, I work with young people who come from Kenya especially, but from Africa in general, who come to New Zealand, and, you know, they don't think themselves, they think that they're coming to be given something that is more superior than what they've got. That's the same in business. Hey, you're in business because you're offering something that is especially you. Right.
So
the same thing. So the idea of trying to copy Tina or be like whoever is actually not what is God inspired. Your God inspired gift is for you to be you. Mm-hmm. People buy you. People buy your mana. People are willing to look at your art and pay for your art because it's exceptionally you. Right?
Yes.
So trying to actually get to know who you are is going to get you closer to actually monetizing the gift that you've got.
That is amazing. And we need this on video as well. For those that are tuning in right now, this kōrero is deep, but it's also incredible. And for those that are tuning in, we are live with Janet Gamal, who was part of the Doers team with the Afrepreneurs Summit team that's happening for 2026. They had their first event just for the new listeners that are coming through for today. And if you want to jump on Facebook and Instagram, you can see the highlights of Afrepreneurs Summit 2025, and also the updates of what's coming up for 2026. Janet, you know, we still got a little bit of time. I wanted to ask you, with your team and also with the discussions that were happening at the meeting, what are some goals, you know, just for the listeners that are tuning in for today? You know, yes, it's about the Afrepreneurs, but, you know, there might be an entrepreneur that's out there that would like to connect with African businesses. And what's your take on that, Janet, just for those that want to be a part of this event, who are not necessarily of African descent, but would like to come and be a part of the greatness that's actually happening?
Wow. So one of the things that I would say is if anyone who's not African wants to come and join us, we very much, we're big on a manakitanga. So we don't have an issue with that. What we say is when you come and partner with us. We are empowered. We are powerful. We are very sure about what it is that we want to do. We want partners to come and partner with us. We kind of have to accept that you can be many different things at the same time. Is that true? You can be someone who needs aid, but also someone who's deeply resourced, right? The thing that is, someone is coming to give you help. That kind of, we need to shift that narrative a little bit. And so when people come and they're like, oh, I want to go and do business in Africa, you say, and when you go to Africa, the Africans know Africa, right? So the Africans know Africa, right? You're bringing a product or you're bringing a service, but the Africans know Africa. They're your biggest strength, right?
100%.
So if you want to come and partner with us, come and partner with us from a spirit of manakitanga. You're being respected for what you bring, but you have to respect us for what we have. Does that make sense?
That was like you were putting a crown on my head. I love that, Janet. This, I could go on for so long, because this is the type of conversations that we should be having on a weekly base, you know, with our community, because it's really strengthened. You know, I'm learning right now as I'm, you know, I'm interviewing you, but I'm also just, you know, soaking up the wisdom that you have. And for those that are tuning in right now, whether you are in New Zealand or outside of New Zealand, this summit is super powerful because, I don't know, this quote that I remember from the summit last year, Janet. The room was filled with entrepreneurs, business, you know, fashion, everything. And there was a quote that I remember that you said last year. You can come into the room with no contacts and you can leave the room with 20 networks to your business and 20 people that you have connected with. And I still remember that because it plays a huge significant part of why we need to grow and why we kind of need to open our mindset. And then Clyde, you know, with the many other speakers, were dropping gems, like drop the mic every time with a lot of quotes. And I just, you know, really urge our community to connect. You know, you just never know who you're next to, and you just never know who's going to be part of that business that you're trying to do. And before we wrap up as well, Janet, do you have anything else you'd like to add for what's happening with the Afropreneurs updates, but also just to those that would like to get in contact and want to know more about the Afropreneurs Summit?
Fantastic. We would love to hear from you. We've got our Facebook, LinkedIn pages. Hit it up. Let us know, please. And beyond Auckland, I'm going to borrow a word that was said, again, a phrase that was said at the summit, that the sky is big enough to hold all the birds. Whoa. And they all come in different shapes and sizes, right? So come and join us. The sky is big enough. And I'll add to that, this land is too green for us to worry that there's going to be brown patches.
Aye.
Come and join us. Come and don't just come and take, come and give, because we're willing, we're open, we're willing. I would say for our entrepreneurs who probably don't believe that they have enough time, there is strength in numbers. There's a reason why we Ubuntu, because Ubuntu means there's no part of me that is separate from you. And so when you're outside, I could be the person who lifts you up. I could also be the person who challenges your thinking. And that's the way you get better. And that's how you go further as well. Right? So come and join us. We want to hear from you. We're excited for you to come and join us. Outside of Auckland, come and join us. If you're not an African and you want to work with Africans, come and join us. Yes. You will be surprised how vivacious and how exciting we can be when we're not shy.
Incredible. Incredible, sister. And thank you so much for your time, your love, your passion, but also your Ubuntu spirit. And for those that are tuning in right now, a massive shout out to Evelyn and to Charles Number, who's tuning in right now, saying infectious energy. We appreciate it. And also to Memasa Maile as well, tuning in. We appreciate all the love and light. And for those that are tuning in one more time, jump on Facebook right now, Afropreneurs Summit New Zealand. That's all you got to type out. Afropreneurs Summit New Zealand on Instagram as well, Afropreneurs Summit, and you'll see the updates, the highlights, and also you can PM them. So if you are listening right now, you have a business, you've been inspired, you love what you heard from Janet, just literally write what you love and you want to do and you want to connect, put that on a message and flick it right to the team. And right now,
I just wanted to say before you go, I am here as someone who's standing on the shoulders. I'm just a mouthpiece for our people. So I'm not a knower. I'm the person who is being told, would you like to come and speak and speak on behalf? So I don't speak as an individual, and I don't believe in that anyway. If we're talking about collective growth, collective emphasis, collective group, all of that, it's because I am empowered by others to be here. So my team that gives me permission to be in a space like this to actually talk to you, Tina, forever grateful.
I'm just honestly grateful just to hear the amount of wisdom you have, Janet. Every time Janet speaks, for some reason, I'm just inspired even more. And that, you know, if that's a testament to, you know, be around the type of energy that really inspires you, this right here really just levels you up for 2026. So I'm excited. I can't wait. I hope you're pumped as well. My afro's just like gone even bigger now just from this conversation. And I'm super excited. Janet, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today. And for those that are tuning in, we've got so much that's already happening. It's January. We are like, I think, 2 or 3 days away to February. And there's so many events that are happening already. We've got a lot of shows that are happening in the Auckland area, and also that is tuning in right now for the fashion events, but also the community events. And I have to say as well, utilities dispute. This is Zanelle as well with her community work, and to our sister Jessica with her beautiful work with utilities dispute. If you have an issue with your power bill or electricity bill, please do get in touch with Utilities Dispute. I've also got Jessica Gilbert's contact details as well. So if you want to send me an email, or you can PM me on the Be About It show, you can flick that to ebmartistry1@gmail.com. I can pass all that information out to our sister Jessica. Now, while we are on here, you know, I've had the blessing to really be about this conversation that's happened in our community. So I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm not too sure if you are all aware that the Miss Pacific Islands pageant is currently happening. And you know, I am one of those who love to speak on things that are happening in the community. So with the Miss Pacific Islands pageant, there was some controversy that was happening with Miss Fiji and her, you know, team, the directors, the chaperone. And I have to say, like, one was the boldness, you know, when that came out, everyone was just like, yeah, like this and this and that and that. And then on the other side, there were a few people that were saying, oh, you know, we shouldn't be highlighting things. We should be, you know, leaving it to the directors, and, you know, we should be trusting the community. But the thing is, with Miss Fiji 2026, the original queen that got crowned, is she brought light to things that have been hidden in the dark. And when you do something like that, it either goes right or left. For her, it went right and left, but it also went right and left in two ways. And, you know, for the community, I feel like within our community, we are so driven to keeping things either from a discussion where it saves the team, or it's, you know, it looks after the person that is speaking about fashion or speaking about pageantry. And we tend to not give a chance for a story to be kind of shared from all angles. And I just wanted to commend, you know, the way the discussion went through the pageantry, because in the pageant world, I think we tend to have this ideology or this kind of like story that when you're speaking about certain things, it needs to be hidden. But I feel like it's great that we're on the Be About It show today, because it gives that bit of oomph, you know, that yes, Tina's speaking about it, because, you know, we need to speak about these things. Like, I feel like it's great to speak about these things, because in my history of being in pageantry with our Cook Island community, oosh, you know, it went, it wasn't right, left. It was a whole 360. Like, and my Afro fell off. But, you know, you have to come to terms with being you. And that's what the Be About It show is all about. And I can't wait to speak to Miss Fiji as well, because it's great to just have your talanoa about it, but it's good to get an insight on how this queen has been through it, because, you know, reporters will report, you know, we all know that, but it's great to get her side of the story as well. So hopefully we can get this queen on air and so she can come be about it. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. What's your thoughts on our Miss Fiji queen team? Let's go. And I just, you know, I admire our ladies or even our men, our generation, that is not afraid to be about it. And, you know, 2026 is about being about it and not being afraid to